American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
That's Mr. Ramirez. It's me, Nick Ramirez. I'm the host of the Worst Little Podcast this week. Joining me in the studio, we got the Lord Strice.
Hello.
Sitting in for Chewy. I got Dogwater Dick in the back.
Motherfucker.
And the musical talents of Todd Ballow.
Hey.
And his friend Jolie that he brought.
Hey.
Can't wait to hear this. Also, we have a secret new intern. Details.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh. Coming later.
I almost hit the post. Fuck it.
Well, all no, right. You kind of dragged it out in a weird way, and let's just pretend like you planned that.
I did.
Right?
Yeah.
You stayed up all night.
This is the Worst Little Freestyle podcast that we're...
I hope we can live up to that name.
Limited notes
this week.
We just, we missed y'all, so we thought we'd come out before our next
podcast. We haven't been here in so fucking long.
I know.
Dude, and
so
I was on I was on vacation for a week, and so we couldn't record. And then the week before that, we didn't have anybody, and we could have done one more show, but it just didn't work out.
That's true.
And so we're going to do two in a row. We've been doing the twice a month bullshit, and we're not going to do that. We're going to do two in a row.
Two in a row for you guys.
So this
weekend,
next week.
Please forgive us. For
yeah,
being
we're
gone
so
from
sorry.
Your life so long.
Well, you know what happens with most podcasts is they do good, they do good, they do good there every week. Then the beginning of the fall, the jumping of the shark, is when they suddenly go to twice a month.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's the way it happens. And the next thing you know,
do you have any examples?
Cake and Cookies with Rob Spiewak.
Oh no shit!
They were doing good. Then they started going to twice once every month. The Audio Nowcast. The recording podcast, the home recording show podcast, all of these, they were doing great. Then they went to like maybe twice a month. And then the next thing you know, they're never doing a show at all.
Oh, fuck that. We'll always be doing this show.
I swear to God, we'll never fade off. I swear, you guys, we're always going to do at least two a month. So.
If Lord Strice has anything to say about it, we're going to keep doing this show, right?
Yes. I will be here.
Brilliant.
How many years is it now?
Six season, right?
Six
years.
Nice.
The longest streaming podcast.
Damn, Norwegian.
Beats a lot of my relationships, for sure.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
I know, Chewy, and damn, me and you've known each other longer than like 5 mile relationships. Damn.
But that's besides the point.
That's true. How's your wife doing?
Man, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're out in the field. I understand.
It was fun though. Nice.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you later, Chewy. Sounds like you've been drinking.
A little heroin.
I know I have. And when I do go drinking, I go sometimes frequent that place called Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, one of our
sponsors. Jub Jub's?
The open mic is now not run by Rory. Who,
Jub Jub says FYD.
Who, if you're wondering, he's at Good Luck Macbeth getting ready for Silence and Musical. If you're a regular listener, you already know that.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
So with that, we're going to try to do this show with Todd Ballow. And Rick, what did you do this week?
You make it all sound so exciting, Nick, when you describe it like that.
I know.
I had a week off, and so I did a whole bunch of crazy rad shit. I tried to do every single thing that I would ever want to do. So it was the, you know how you have the staycation, and then I got a week off that's going to be the go away vacation. But
right. But
I had the staycation this time, so it was fucking rad. I went to Donner and Truckee, and went hiking, and in the lake, and I went to Tahoe, and I went to the river
okay,
downtown.
Okay, when you say the lake, and then you say Tahoe, what lake?
I went to both. So I went to Donner and the Truckee.
Oh, okay.
I didn't go to Pyramid. That's the only local lake that I didn't hit one day. And I went to swimming in the Truckee, and I went swimming in the marina, and I saw movies, and I did all the things that the studio doesn't let me do.
What movie did you see?
I saw two. I saw Absolutely Fabulous because I'm gay, and and I saw the new Star Trek.
Oh yeah,
new Star Trek.
Did you like it?
Dickalicious.
It was so awesome. Oh my god, and it's so sad because that really fucking cute guy that played Chekhov is dead. It's just so sad.
Yeah,
it's like I'm just looking at his twink ass, thinking, "Oh my god, you ran yourself over with your own car."
Odd Thomas.
I'm so sad.
That's a good movie.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Does he take his shirt off a lot? Because
No, but he speaks in your dialect.
Oh, really? You mean like
he talks dude in that one, kind of like you.
You mean like he's a gay guy?
Like American English is what I mean.
Oh, oh right, because he has an accent on Star Trek.
Right.
Right.
Right. But you like the accent.
Oh, are you kidding me? I want him to talk that way.
Do you prefer the accent?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I had a friend who was from New Zealand, and it was like, oh, and he says, yeah, I tweak up my accent when girls are around.
Yeah.
You know, because he wants to be extra sexy and foreign. Everybody likes foreign particles, if you know what I'm saying.
I bet that doesn't work for Americans overseas, though.
I don't know. I'm sure there's areas.
If you're like, I don't even know what, you know, because there's so many different
areas of the world or areas of the body.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Some foreign particles in a few areas.
Oh, shit.
Or foreign objects.
That went over my head because I'm not dirty like you.
I know. It's terrible that I would talk like that.
That is so obtuse.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
So, yeah. I hate having so few people on the show.
I know, it's weird. Huh?
It's so quiet.
I know. Normally, it's so hard to do a show without Rory constantly screaming.
Right, right.
You know? Normally, Rory just never shuts the fuck up. And turns out that's really a plus here.
Yeah, kind of. Sometimes. Sometimes it sucks, but sometimes it's cool. Strice, yes. Please tell me about your week.
Nick. My week has been dull. I've worked and babysat some dogs, and that's that, but... I'm getting ready for my own trip, so that's going
to
be fun.
How weird. Do you mean Mars? Like an acid trip?
Yes, a trip to Mars. I'm going. No.
We both went two different directions.
On an acid trip to Mars.
to Mars.
That is my plan. No, I'm going up to Portland, so hang out for the weekend.
This weekend?
This weekend, but I'll be back for the podcast. Don't
sweet.
Are you going to do like... Not. What's the plan down there? Because, I mean, we think of you as being a very boring homebody... That works on the computer a lot.
All right, that's my day job.
What do you do?
Wait, are we talking about Todd?
Oh, is Todd? Now, see, Todd, I would think would be more exciting. He's not.
No.
See, we have that in common. We're dull.
Yeah.
Dull computer workers.
Yep.
Oh, Todd, you're a computer worker. I only think of you as the artistic side.
No, I'm a professional nerd.
Oh yay!
I get paid to play on the computer all day.
That's what I do.
Sometimes walk your dog.
And sometimes walk my dog.
Yeah.
I get paid to walk other people's dogs.
A little behind the curtain, I saw Todd the other day, and I'm all, hey, would you like to be on the podcast? You have a beautiful dog there. And
they brought the dog in, but the dog will not be on the show because I doubt that dog will ever make any noise.
Oh, we have another dog in the studio. Jolie, introduce.
Hi, I'm Jolie. I'm the bitch of the studio today. Wait.
Whoa. There's another
Smidge.
Girl here.
We're talking about Smidge, the little tiny one.
Oh, that bitch.
That's sitting in my lap right now and no, probably won't make a sound for
she
the rest of her
like
life.
She looks like she's sleeping.
She's
bitch.
So adorable, though. Just so you all know, since you can't see, Smidge
she's,
is adorable.
She's a Chihuahua and Shih Tzu?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 4.5 months old.
Fuck, oh, wow. Fucking adorable.
And
as soon as they walked in, they put her in my hands and she just cuddled up and...
So you're talking about Jolie or Smith? It's fucking adorable.
Both.
Both.
I'm happy that we're going through these
clarifying things. Just for the record,
things,
Jolie is also adorable fucking.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
Jolie?
That Jesus. Cool.
I think they're on my dick, too.
Can't deny it.
I would. So anyway.
Oh, my goodness. This show's getting out of hand already.
That's awful. How many songs do you guys have for us?
Well, the two of us together, we have two, and then I can do one or two more if we need the time. Or...
Right now, and these, and you have songs that you've, because you've been on before, so
yes.
You've got new ones that we've never heard?
Yes, I do.
Because you remember what you played last time, and you would never bring the same song again, right?
I do, and I remember the last time I was on, I played a song that I was on the first time about 5 years ago.
Oh, no, and I remembered it, and I liked it.
Yes,
so it
but I will
okay.
not be playing that
like
song
request.
This time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a request, but... I just want to say thanks, you guys, for coming to the show. And do you want to play us your first song?
Sure, that sounds great.
All right.
Jolie, you want to sing this one?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Or at least I hope it will.
Yeah.
It will.
So Jolie
it
and I will. Have just been playing together a short time. The beginning of a illustrious music career, I'm sure. Maybe even infamous.
Are you calling me wicked again?
Yep.
Thank you.
the shore. Hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way with me. Stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth. Dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how.
Cha-cha-cha.
Sweet! Do you guys know, like, that reminded me, it had like a Begin the Begin kind of a feel. You know that old song from like, the 1940s?
Oh, my dad has been telling me that I should learn that song.
Oh my God, it's such a rad song. No, and it has, it's not, it doesn't sound like that song, but it has that kind of a feel, you know?
You know, sultry and swingy?
Yeah, nice. And it talks about like the trees swinging in the background and all that, you know. When they begin. It's pretty rad.
Nice.
That was awesome, man.
Well, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
Chewy, I thought it was good.
He's such a dick, dude.
He's such an swear.
Disregard what Chewy has to say.
Gay, 50s style gay. It's okay. It's happy because it's from. Well, this was a Julie London version, so come on. It's that.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Right.
That is also gay. Really?
What about women having sex with each other?
That's awesome.
That'd be rad.
No arguments there.
Rick, you're a wizard.
Sometimes the mouse is right over the word I need. Isn't that great? Yeah,
beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway.
I think I'm more interested in Chewy hosting the show this week. Remotely. Like from the field and shit. Yeah, so
but all of my Chewy stuff is really inappropriate.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
It's just not. You can't.
How'd
that's
you
not
know?
Gonna be a good, right? That's funny. Sorry.
Oh my.
I'm sorry about you. We should. Oh, but we should. We should discuss the elephant in the room too, there's so to speak.
Me?
No, the new intern.
Oh, yes, the mystery.
So
mystery
Rick's not here.
Intern.
Rick's out on some vacation thing, right?
So we still, Rick Baker. Yeah,
we still have fake
Mr.
Rick.
Baker can't be here. The one of our associates.
So he's not gone. But he actually started moving up to being an on-air person now. Which is funny because the intern that started with him wanted to be on air and then got a job and couldn't keep coming. And Rick has now been here long enough that he just naturally moved into an on-air spot.
Right.
So that intern that left and is probably going to feel like gypped or something. I don't even know.
Well, you know, you got to pay or you got to show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really. Ass, cash, or grass. No one rides for free, right?
So, all of the above.
You can't win if you don't play. That's what I think I wanted to say.
That's exactly. Yeah. And never mind. Rick stays for the after-show meeting, and that's what matters, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Mr. Baker, if you're listening, which I doubt, thanks for playing, brother. You can't catch them all, you know? It's not like Pokemon. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, we can.
Dude, every day I walk out of the artist's loft, whether it's morning or night or the middle of the fucking hot ass day, seems like there's either dozens or hundreds of fucking people out front looking at their phones, walking around. And then I go walk out with my dog and like just go around them and shit. And it just looks, it's unnerving how it looks. But I like that people are out and I see families together doing it. And that's fucking cool. But it's just, it's weird.
Dude, I didn't realize
how. We agree it's just kind of weird.
They were talking about it on all the shows. You're hearing about it on the news. You're hearing about it all the time. And then I went downtown to see a movie, and I walked down to the riverside, and I walk all along the river to go there. And it was like gangs of people. It blew my mind. I didn't realize how bad it was.
It's crazy.
And why are they all downtown? Are all the Pokemon all downtown?
Because
when I had somebody here at the studio, they caught one out front of the house. So they're everywhere. Are they just more downtown?
Well, there's Pokemon everywhere, but there's the Pokestops where you have to go to collect stuff, and then the gyms, and those are on like different venues. So yeah, there's a bit of a concentration downtown.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Plus, you know, it's a good place to walk along the river, catch different types. It depends. Like, you'll find different things in your neighborhood that you wouldn't find out by the river.
Can you get a Squirtle in the Truckee River?
I got your Squirtle in
no
my pants.
No idea where to find a Squirtle. But if you want a bunch of rotatas, my house is the place for that.
They're everywhere.
Did you say frittatas?
Yeah, because I want that. Oh, you can't eat that.
Yeah,
that's not even good.
You can't eat Pokemon.
No, they're not even real. So I wouldn't advise putting them in your mouth.
Unless you put them in your imaginary mouth.
Even then.
Sexually.
They're sapient creatures and you shouldn't eat them.
That's true.
Because they'll fight you and they'll like it's like when the Pokeball captures them. And then they escape, but if it's your belly, that's more like alien chestbursters.
That sounds great, actually.
So you're the only one here who's into it, right? Nick, you don't play it, right?
Apparently.
No, I don't play it. Apparently. I walk my dogs.
Hey, you can walk your dog and catch Pokemon at the same time.
No, and I hate when I see people looking at their phones and not walking their dogs.
It's dangerous. It's
like plus your dog is like
looking at your phone and walking.
Are we hanging out or not? You know,
see,
it's like mean for your dog.
There's a peripheral coming that will strap to your wrist.
If you love your
that,
dog, you should
that less
hang
of a phone hazard.
Okay,
they
from
tell
somebody
you, though,
from somebody who plays it frequently, do you think this is a fad that's going to continue or it's going to fizzle out soon?
Yeah.
I think the hype's gonna fizzle out. I think it's gonna go back to just sort of being something people do and don't really talk about. It's just there's a lot of people into Pokemon because they did this. There's another game.
So people are going to go back into the closet eventually.
A little bit.
Is this Facebook or MySpace?
Facebook.
Fuck. I want it to be MySpace.
Me
well,
too.
When it's going to branch out into other
no, it's
things,
just
the, right?
Well, there's going to be more to the game. They're talking like.
Well, no. Won't other people use this idea and capitalize on that and have new ways? You know, and it'll be like you
probably
have to go outside to do something else.
Probably.
Like, oh, well, like if it was Grand Theft Auto and you really have to kill hookers with your car, but it's real, like, and you have to be in your car killing hookers.
I don't
when
know.
Does,
about,
when does this come out?
I don't know
hookers?
About that.
Yeah.
But you know, you should check out the video. It's called Chardonnay-go. It's hilarious, but it's a little app that helps you find Chardonnay.
Can we get back to killing hookers?
there's
a reason why Jolie and I live out in the country.
Please
because,
don't check our septic tank.
Because there's no hookers or nobody hunting them.
There's no live hookers.
Yay!
And what exactly is the hooker's natural predator?
I guess we are. No, there's a joke in here. What is it?
I'm just asking.
Oh.
I mean, I just want
to
say
a podcast.
Jack the Ripper is the hooker's
the
natural enemy? I was just trying to think of what's killed hookers. Jack the Ripper.
Syphilis.
Any
has
other?
Probably killed hookers.
Oh God!
Oh,
that
like
you
that
totally trumps
pimps.
Jack the Ripper. Shit.
Their own pimps.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but well, no, that's different because it's a weird symbiotic. I'm gonna kill you, but you need me kind of relationship.
Hmm. How about just the Green River Killer?
How about repetitive UTIs?
Oh yeah, that's awful. Well, you just have to pee after you have sex, and it doesn't go as bad.
Interesting that you know that.
Yeah. And I've had so little to do with vaginas my entire
always,
life, and yet I know that.
Always pee after sex.
Wait, I thought you were
especially,
it was your interior
especially
designer
if you're
who's
you.
Gay.
No, and me too.
Both.
but, yeah. So he's, yeah, it's fun.
Okay, that explains some of the anal retentive.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You know, you meet a really clean guy and you think, retention. Like, is he gay?
That's why he is such a nice garden.
I don't have a gaydar because I don't care.
Well, no, it's not like it used to be. There's a lot of fucking really queeny straight guys nowadays.
There are.
They're all millennials.
You know? Like Rory.
And they go to gay bars and hang out. No, I'm really not gay. I'm sorry. Like, it's like, well, that's great, because I'm pretty sure
just give them a few more beers, and then they will be.
That's always been true, though. You know, you're always a six-pack away from...
That's because guys are horny. And
guys are pigs.
I mean, really, are you going to say no to a blowjob?
They really just want someone to touch it.
No.
So,
yeah.
That's how that goes.
Yeah.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
Shoot
the juice to me.
Right.
Fuck! What's the... Oh, do you give me the Stoner Spunk?
Yeah, Stoner Spunk is my favorite.
Spunk.
I'm always reaching for Stoner Spunk and then accidentally hit...
Spunk!
Or one of the ones right next to it. That's a surprise Spunk.
So the question is, how many Spunks do you have?
Oh, there's a bunch. This is the number. This is Spunk 1.
Spunk.
And this is Spunk 2.
Spunk!
And then Spunk 3.
Spunk!
And then the... So those don't have names. And then Stoner Spunk...
Spunk.
And Surprise Spunk.
Spunk!
And from the same movie, I also got...
Spunk examinations are always free.
And...
A spunk trap would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
But what if spunk would be something dangerous?
Does anybody know what the movie is?
Spunk, the movie?
It's Pippi Longstocking.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
At one point, she just starts saying spunk like it's a made-up word. And it's back in the 70s when I guess spunk didn't mean jizz. And so there's this whole
offshoot scene in the
movie. People can be
spunky and they're not jizz, you know?
Spunk. We need a spunk.
I like people with spunk.
I just got attacked by
but
a spunk.
Not jizz. That's like gross.
Spunk. Yeah, and so she starts talking about all this. And so she tells this teacher, she's all, but it's my broken spunk. And the teacher's all,
spunk!
Like what does that mean, you child? It's really fun. Yeah,
it was a dirty word then, too.
And it was overdubbed in English, so it's, you guys remember Pippi Longstocking?
No, I do remember Pippi Longstocking.
I jerked off to it.
Yeah, dude, she was hot. No, she wasn't. No.
You had to be like 8 years old.
She was like redheads and her hair sticks out all weird. And
around there.
She was just Pippi, and that's why she wasn't.
She was spunky. She wasn't hot. That's hot.
I think she became a porn star, though, later, right?
One can only hope.
Don't they all?
Oh, my God.
Can we just all agree, though, that Surprise Spunk is the best spunk?
No, I think Stoner Spunk is in competition for being the best.
Spunk.
Spunk.
So, are there... I mean, you're a member of the gay community, right?
Most days, yes.
Okay.
Oh, dude, we have two facts today instead of just me.
Two homos.
But, Strice, you play Pokemon.
I am a gay nerd, yes.
You play Pokemon.
I do play Pokemon Go.
Does this sound like faggot to you?
Do you cross that with, like, those sex ones where, like, you meet up with dudes to have sex and play Pokemon?
Faggot.
Well, I'm totally down for a Poke date. There might be some poking involved.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
That's like, Pokemon.
And I will totally check you out if you're playing Pokemon and I see you at a Pokestop and I think you're hot.
Yes?
I'll look at your butt.
You dick.
Probably that too.
Daddy.
Speaking of great butts, back to the elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I forgot we didn't talk about it. So I had, out of the blue, somebody call me up and ask if they could intern. Isn't that weird that we just...
Can
like,
she bring me an Oli?
That doesn't seem as weird as it probably does.
I think she's leaping
people.
Up
please,
right now.
Please,
now
Nick.
Every...
Just
please.
One?
Manners.
Just one Oli?
No, we don't
could
say
the
please.
Intern please give me an Oli? And I'll
You're
only say please to this intern because there's ladies present.
We have to be mean to the intern like we always are.
You are setting a very, very dangerous
and
precedent
we've revealed
here,
that our mystery intern
I can help
intern
change that pattern.
Is a woman.
It unless
a
she
woman.
Wants to come help pass this
Dude,
flask over to
she's
me.
She's getting right. The Oli now. Have we
can
why
arrange
is it that,
that.
All of our women
actually.
Interns have always been hot as balls.
Because women are hot as balls.
Mine is.
That came from the fag.
Right. Well, but I mean, I
gay endorsed.
But most of our male interns have been pretty cute too. So
this is true. You know, what's weird though is every time I come here, there's a different
Agreed.
Intern.
It does just they just flow magically into the house.
What is it about me that leads to new interns?
Yeah, I didn't
beer.
Think
oh,
that it could
her.
Be being caused by you.
Here comes beer.
It's totally me. That's amazing.
Here she is.
Yay! Thank you, intern.
Sure, can you hand the glass to Julie to pass the tequila around?
Now people are listening really close to see
you.
If they can recognize that voice.
This is right here. Hey, guys. I'm sure no one knows who the hell it is.
Maybe we should put out some clues throughout the show and see if anyone can guess.
Because she is good kind idea. Of that's famous. Fun.
And then next week we'll reveal. We'll reveal on 66.
Tune in next week.
Normally they get some cutesy name.
Right.
Because they're not allowed to have a real name.
Right.
So what do we see if that just...
Can me and you decide?
I don't think anybody's going to stop us.
Yeah. I think we get to decide, Rick.
Yeah.
I think so.
Should it be like ironically incorrect or,
That's a terrible name.
Something horrible, please.
Yeah, like the earwig.
Ret abortion?
That's a little harsh, Stratus.
Who would perform an abortion on a rat? Like, why would rats be like, I don't want to have these kids. I need an abortion.
Population control.
A cat most definitely would.
Yeah. Be like, the cat would be like, that's just play toys about to come out of there.
Exactly.
Right. That's
they're like Scooby snacks.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
How about new girl?
New girl. That's just lazy.
I know.
That's the stoner in you. Not wanting to come up with something good.
But I don't like it when girls pee on me.
There's a legacy of New Girl, and then there was New Girl, and like we haven't had New Girl yet. So
oh god, not that like
how about New Girl never worked out either. I don't think, or she worked out for like a little bit and then
well,
was gone.
Well, she's not here, so clearly she didn't.
Well, if they all stayed, we would do the house.
No, that's the thing about intern.
They have to stay,
it rotates.
And then eventually they go away.
Yeah, unless they get on the show and then...
Right, that's how you make it.
And that's
it
only happened to a few, and they're gone too. But
yeah, then they go on the real radio and make money. Radio. And we're sitting here in podcast land with our sponsors, Reno Carson Messenger. Thank you guys for sponsoring us. Also, Grass Root. Books, what was it? The tattoo shop, what were they called?
Oh, way to
Stingray
help.
Tattoo way back in the day.
Just say fuck our sponsors.
No, they're still Stingray. They haven't changed their name.
We still love them because
their wall
sponsored us.
Is a Pokemon.
They're evolving too, just like interns.
You can hang out and play Pokemon Go while you get a tattoo.
Oh, shit. Really,
sounds
they come into the
more
tattoo
painful
shop?
Than just playing Pokemon.
There's a
Go.
Stop because there, wherever there's a mural.
Are there
a
stop. Pokemon in this room right now?
There might be. I'll look.
Don't look. I don't want to know. Oh, don't forget.
Well, while
Reno
you're looking,
computer fix.
Ooh, nice one, Max Vian. Yeah.
Reno computer fix.
Fuck yeah, Max, you rule.
Yeah. Sexually.
Okay, now while you look it up, let's have a song.
Oh, music!
And
more
when we get
music.
Back from the music, we will see if there's actually a Pokemon in this studio with us.
This is a music podcast.
It's close enough, right?
Got the right house. But the wrong address. Should have my head examined. I finally found the difference between a kiss and jump warfare. I siphon gasoline. Your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose, your arms. Touch me, my body craves your touch. A snapshot of you, tucked in my shoe. So close and yet so far from you. Sitting at the back of the bus, I picture you driving your mirror eyes. Your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose, your heart, your legs, your heart, your soul. Touch me, touch me, touch me, touch me. My body craves your touch. We'll be right back. roses truly part of the sea? Can I quit smoking my miracles run weak? Yes, they do. Your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose, your arms, your legs, your heart, your soul. Touch me, touch me, touch me, touch me. My body craves your touch. My body craves your touch. My body craves your touch.
Sexually.
Sexually. Oh, I didn't have ready.
Sexually.
Classic sexually. That's the first one, right?
That was totally, yeah.
That song sucked.
No, Riku, that was a beautiful song. You just, you don't understand grown-up love.
For real.
You don't get it yet. Someday I'll get it. I think that was beautiful. Stuck up. So anyway, where were we at the most mellow little podcast in the world?
Most mellow.
Like we're on NPR or some shit?
No, don't do that. Who's that bitch on Fresh Air?
Terry Gross? How dare you? She's a national treasure, Rick.
Yeah, but can you imagine fucking her? You just
no!
Be like,
this is really she is my oral buddy. Really like, she gives me aural.
Oral, he said.
Aural.
Just the
oral
tip. Body.
She could give me aural, too. That'd be cool.
Well, that's what an oral buddy
she's
is.
A superstar. What?
That's what an oral buddy is.
Aural. From an ear.
I'm going to go with what I heard.
Oh, you don't mean like... Oh, Terry.
I mean like the music we just heard from Todd going in my ear and being nice.
Right.
He just gave me aural as well.
My pleasure.
Yeah, you're good.
Put it in your ear.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'm like... Oh. What do you guys want to talk about? I'm trying to look something up here, but...
Or are we going to eventually get to the... I mean, we should do something, right?
Yeah, do you want to do...
Todd's been on recently. Should we?
Yeah.
He's been on
He was
on
in January, so... Yeah.
Hasn't he been on twice before?
Yes, I have.
Well, he was on the old
yeah.
one
yeah, the old
5 years
which is
ago.
Different questions, but should we... Well, I don't... God, what should we... Should
Let's
we have...
freestyle one. Let's see what we can do. Yeah, we're mid-show. Let's freestyle one. Let's do it.
Come on, probe.
Give me that music,
okay.
Rick. Come
As
on.
You wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, Zombo. It's time for the fucking worst little quiz, hosted by the worst little host, Nick Ramirez, on the Worst Little Podcast. Tonight, playing, we got Todd Ballo, we got Joe Lee, we got Strice, and we got Rick and Nick judging it. Everybody, place your bets. Here we go. All right, first question. The nature and the story of loss of your virginity, please go.
Age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity.
Right.
Now, Todd, we've already asked you this, right?
Yes.
And you've told us. So in that case, should he just get a zero and move on?
He should make up an elaborate story.
Okay. Of something quick and exciting.
Yes.
You're on the spot. Go.
I'm quick and exciting. All right. Wait. Let's see. First time I lost my virginity in 1969 when I was still just an itch in my daddy's pants when he was abducted by aliens and brought back through time.
Okay. Whoa!
Is that more exciting?
That's
that
pretty
was
elaborate.
Pretty good.
I'm going to give him some points for that.
Do I get 69 points for that?
We'll see. I'm suggestive. Julie, same question.
And you have to actually tell the truth. We already heard his truth. That's the only reason why he's allowed to make it up.
Oh, it's nothing exciting, except for the age, 14 years old, so my grandfather called me a slut.
Well, I lost my virginity at 14, so does your grandfather think I'm a slut, too?
I don't know, he's dead.
Probably. But you know what? No shame.
Was it to her grandfather?
Why would he call her a slut if that was what happened?
No, not her. You, Rick.
The question is, how would my grandfather know to call me a slut? But that's another one.
Did you tell him we did it?
No.
Oh.
Did he just
didn't like the way I dressed.
Oh, it has nothing to do with... Okay.
Are you saying you fucked your grandpa? Because that's gross.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
No, she's saying she dresses like a whore.
Ugh. I'm going to have to give her some points for that one, though.
Really?
Well, for the dressing
but,
part.
But your own bedroom, the guy's bedroom, parents out of town, the car.
Yeah.
Some people's house. I don't know.
Was it a party?
In a bedroom.
In a bedroom party?
Teenage party, parents out?
Yep.
Oh, God. Don't ever let your kids have a party, parents.
Rick, let me ask some of these questions, especially when you can't see their faces sometimes. Strice, will you please tell us how you lost your cherry?
Well, it fell on the floor. No, so there was this girl, actually. This is when I still had a beard. And we went up to Tahoe, where she lived up in Incline, and we're hanging out at the Hyatt. And
how old were you?
Like 15, 16, somewhere okay. there. And so we started...
Did she drive?
No, I was driven up there.
Oh, you dropped,
dropped off? And then we were hanging out at the Hyatt because we couldn't go back to her place. And yeah, so we started messing around a little bit and stairwell. And if it weren't for those annoying like service people that work there coming in and out of the doors, things would have probably gone further than they did.
You would have lost your virginity in the stairwell at Hyatt.
Well, it touched a vagina.
Oh, my God.
I'm a gay man that's touched a vagina with my penis, even.
So that's okay. That's very common.
That's how I know.
Yeah. Lots of dudes are like that.
Well, you're not a gold star gay.
I'm not.
You're not a gold star.
I'm not a gold star gay.
Well, I'm going to have to take 15 points off for that.
Allison, are you a gold star gay?
I don't remember what kind.
Okay. All right. Let's next question. What was the first rock concert you ever went to, Jolie?
Rock concert?
Yeah, big fucking rock concert. You remember the very first one where you're like, holy shit, this is rock and roll.
Oh gosh, it was probably...
Or jazz.
I don't even remember what the event was called, but it was one that they held in the Peppermill parking lot.
Okay.
And it was back when I was 15. And I remember Lifehouse was playing and I was really into Lifehouse.
Lifehouse, okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that... Ooh, Strice. Is that like Christian rock or... Strice.
Yes.
Probably.
It is.
My
faggot.
Riku is. Thank you, Riku is a Christian, but she's very judgmental.
Yeah, she doesn't like.
Well, that goes with
Christian?
It.
Judgmental that Christian? That's odd.
That's why.
Who would have thought? Yeah.
My first rock concert was Fleetwood Mac at the Lawler Event Center.
Dirty cocksucker.
Damn it.
That was pretty awesome. There was a fight that broke out.
I would have loved that. My God.
Oh, it was amazing. But yeah, the fight broke out, and Stevie Nicks
was not pleased about it. What, like, violence happened at the Fleetwood Mac concert?
Yeah,
like
in the front row.
And you're like, Rihanna, punch you in the face, motherfucker.
Something like that.
What kind of angry people go to Fleetwood Mac? That's
I don't know, but somebody got in a fight, and then Stevie Nicks, like, she stopped singing in the middle of it. She was actually, she was so distraught she couldn't finish the song.
No way. What song was it? Do you remember? You don't remember.
I don't remember the song.
Oh, maybe somebody dropped a
Black
piece
Widow.
Of cake.
Aw. That's not nice.
Oh, that's where we draw the line.
Don't rip on the gypsy,
no
goddammit.
No fat shaming.
Todd, same question.
Oh, Rat and Billy Squire at the Peoria Civic Center in 1982.
I think that's pretty cool, right?
Okay, I'm going to give you half points because you said that before.
I have.
I was waiting for you to come up with some bullshit.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Lawrence Welk.
Oh, future reference. Todd doesn't know when to lie.
No, it's too late. You can't do it on that question. Next question.
All right.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
But the next question is, what is your favorite movie ever, Todd Ballow?
Brokeback Mountain.
Why? Dude, that's a sad movie.
You've asked me this question before, so God. I gotta lie, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ace Ventura: When Nature Calls.
Nice.
Now
Strice.
You're not making that up, right?
I have seen it far too many times to be making that up.
Oh, so that's a comfort movie. Everybody has a comfort movie, right?
Which I like the Cable Guy.
Okay, Finding Dory, whatever. I don't know. Just choose a cartoon.
Strice.
I'm in it with Donnie Darko.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I have never seen that.
You should. It's
Rick, very disappointed.
I heard that everybody says that I should watch that, and it's amazing.
Well, it's Jake Gyllenhaal when he was young. And
does he take his shirt off a lot?
I don't recall, but he was still hot.
Did you see the director's cut?
I did.
Yeah,
that's even better.
Very good movie. Yeah, I love Donnie Darko.
Always watch the director's cut.
Did you watch Southland Tales?
Which one?
I haven't seen that.
That's the director's second movie after Donnie Darko. It's It's like supposed to be a comedy, but it's really weird. And
but I'm sure it's not very good.
How dare you, man?
That's why we never heard of it, Chewie.
Actually, you know what, Chewie? I don't know if it's pretty good either. I have it. I watched it a couple of times. I don't know if I get it. It's hard to fucking sit through. Anyway, let's not rip on the director, Donnie Darko. Sorry. Day. God damn it, Nick. You're the worst host ever. So, your favorite local band throughout the ages. You just got to pick one of your favorite live local Reno shows. That sometimes you just got to go to that. Let's go with Strice.
I'm still in love with Roxy Colley.
They're fucking amazing.
So I had no idea you were going to say that, but I fucking love you.
Oh, you're just picking the only band that somebody sitting in the room is in.
You scored a lot of points for that.
They're a band that I've heard and like remember and can name.
Have you heard the tracks we did?
And they're local. In fact, I've been listening because Nick's been putting them on.
Have you listened to the posts?
Yeah.
Those come from Dogwater Studios. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
I may have downloaded them so I can play them off.
And John is making me do some fucked up shit to those tracks. Like, there's one that we're about to finish that John really made me do some weird shit.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, wait till you hear what John made me do to your drums.
Let's see. All right.
Okay, but
you have to ask the question to the other people.
Yeah.
I know. And the question was,
co-host. Jillie, God, you rule.
Favorite local band?
I have always really liked Buster Blue, but
fuck yeah.
Brian Jones is no longer in town. He's up in Seattle, so they're not playing locally anymore. And I know that Rachel's doing some
stuff. It's okay.
Stuff.
It could be bands that aren't stopped. Playing together anymore.
That's Rachel's fine. Amazing.
Oh, she's a force question. To be reckoned with.
Rachel's amazing.
You going with Buster Blue?
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. I'm going to give you a lot of points for that one. I really like them. All right. Todd Ballow, same question to you.
I'm going to dig one out of the past. God Among Men.
Ooh, which version?
With Elizabeth singing.
Okay, all right. I'm on board for that.
1997.
A little later, God Among Men was harder, heavier with the chick singer. Yes, very good. I'm going to give you some points for that.
Go me. Todd Among Men.
It's okay. I already know I'm losing, so it's fine.
No. It's a pretty tight race here, folks.
Tight?
Anything can happen in this game.
Speaking of
like
tight,
the puppy, we've got tulips up right now.
That's right.
Ass to mouth. Yes or no?
Ass to mouth. It depends on how clean it is.
Very good answer. Very mature answer. I like that. Strice?
I'm very particular who I go down on.
ATM. Yes or no?
If I like the guy, sure.
Oh, okay.
What about
I'm
me?
Gonna give you some points for that.
What it's funny because with
your
with
conviction
Strice,
was lacking though. Todd.
You don't know if he's talking about. Never mind. It could go
don't
both ways.
No.
Particularly with whipped cream.
Ooh.
Do you like
Todd
it in
Ballard
your face?
Going for the points. That's. Sweet.
I remember that.
I know you do.
Ooh. Jillie stepping up her game, getting some bonus points. All right. Rick, do you have a good one, or does Riku have one?
I just wanted to point out the metal band came back, Resistance, who had been on the show. Yeah. It was the most times I was ever called faggot by a band.
Oh wow!
But that was a great show. But and they're a fucking awesome, hella fun band. But they were over, and the question came up. They had been asking each other, "Would you rather be fucked in the ass or fucked in the mouth?" And whatever you don't do, you get to do to somebody else. And they were asking this of each other. I think that was the question. And they asked me what I thought about it. And my answer was, it really depends on whether or not their dick is dirty. Because if their dick is dirty, I don't want it in my mouth.
This is a fair point.
Tushy.
Right? Isn't that all? Isn't that what it really comes down to?
Hygiene. Yeah. Hygiene, boys. That's Hygiene. The plan.
So yeah, if you want your dick sucked
I'm gonna
on,
give
you
need
some
to points
wash
too,
it.
Rick.
I appreciate it. I need them.
You just got 100 points just for hosting. Just, you're awesome.
For your
Do you have another question for them? Or does Riku have a question for them?
Yeah, I'm sure that. But Riku's stuff is mostly rapid fire. Are we ready to move on to rapid fire? Are there any other long form questions
we
that we want to ask?
Right? Like, Strice, do you have any tattoos?
Not yet.
Jillie?
No!
Todd?
Yes.
What is your tattoo?
I have one of the Chinese pictogram for tranquility on my right arm and the word pursuit on my back.
I'm going to give Todd some points for that. You guys don't get any
what?
On the tattoo
Excuse
question, but it's
me.
Fine. It's
you have fine. To get
Millennial ink. Kid, and you're not going to give me any points for not having tattoos?
Yeah, I think
tattoos?
It goes backwards. Ooh, just like right. not having a beard and
You
being
know what? You talked me into
is,
it.
Is
you're going to get
weird.
8 points for that.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
Todd.
Oh,
and
thank you.
When you guys are searching the internet looking for things to masturbate while you watch, what are your favorite keywords to search? Do you understand the question?
You know Latinas, Asians, black chicks?
Lemon Party, Blue Waffle, Cream High,
BBW, MMF, Big and Busty,
The Weather,
MILF, GILF,
DILF.
Anything? No?
The
DILF.
Weather.
Shaved, Big Bush, The Devil's Threesome.
Strice.
Oh my gosh.
What do you look up?
I don't actually need
You don't look
material.
At porn?
You don't look at dirty pictures
when you
pull on Little Sean?
You just jerk to your mind?
I do not require such aids.
Well, we didn't ask if you required it.
I don't bother. I've never. I know I'm a weird homo.
But you're a tech geek too, and this whole thing makes no sense.
Man, ass at your fucking
and I
fingertips.
To be like,
and you
like,
don't you look
like
at
space
it.
Porn or Come something? On. You know, like
ooh, you don't watch dudes
porn.
Suck each other dudes' dicks.
Not
Rick
often,
does.
Not often, no.
And
it's
you know this,
usually
man.
Usually because the other guy wants to watch the porn. Like, it's just not a thing for
so
me.
So when you work it, you just, like, sit by yourself and go, I'm just going to pull my dick and all of the things.
All right.
There's okay. shit in my head, but it's
Dang.
Really
probably
dark.
More inventive than the one I'm watching on the film. I don't
Eggs
know.
Eggs Danny Thomas style?
Just, I'm a weirdo that way.
Okay.
Todd, what's your answer to that question?
If I needed material like that, I would watch the videos that we make at home.
Ooh.
Oh yeah!
Flip the script. Nice.
It's definitely more fun to make porn than watch it.
Oh. That's true.
Yes.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
All right, let's move on to rapid fire. Rick, do you have
you
a couple rapid
last
fire?
Guess.
What? No. She said.
I've
the
got
weather.
Another one. You want another one?
Yeah.
Bestiality.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. I saw my dick in there. Nothing happened.
That shit's hot, especially women sucking on horses' cocks.
Interspecies erotica.
We went from gotcha. Weather to bestiality.
Correct my language. I'm okay with that. I won't get offended.
For horse cock sucking. All right.
My mom will appreciate that.
All right. And to all the moms that listen to the show, we want to say hi and thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week with some more
oh my
awesome
God.
Podcasts for you.
There's a chance that we may hear that again someday.
You just might have joined
cocks.
The show forever.
Oh, my God.
Those things are big. Yeah. My mom's even told me about having to clean the shaft. You got to get in there and, like, actually get the penis out and clean off the shaft. It's
for those of you.
I've never done it, but I have.
Did you hear how quiet
audience.
Everybody was, Rick? Pull that shit
She
out.
Was miming cleaning a horse's cock while describing it.
With my tongue.
Wow.
While you're down there.
You know what? Let's get back
Holy
to the music.
Shit.
Let's get our minds out of the gutter for
oh
a second.
Oh, my God.
The music.
No,
what was the first record, Strice, that you bought with your own money?
We
had, to have
CDs
it?
Then, so I was all right.
Record, CD, tape, whatever.
I think it was the Top Gun soundtrack, actually.
Top Gun soundtrack. I'm going to give you some points for that. Rick, how do you feel about that?
Faggot.
No, well, it's only because they're, you know, it's cute guys. And what's that song by, what's the, is it Take
it's
My
Kenny
Breath
Loggins.
Away? Or?
Oh, that's Berlin.
Berlin. Is Berlin on there, right?
Yeah. Kenny
I just remember the video in. With her flowy like scarves and shit blowing in the fake wind while they.
You've lost that love and feeling.
God, I hate that song.
Julie, same
that.
Question.
God, I hate
what
that
was
song.
The first music
God,
that you
that
bought
song.
With your own money that you needed? You had to have it, so you bought it.
Sublime, self-titled.
Mm.
Nice. Some you smoke a lot points. Of ganj while you listen to that and lose your virginity at 14.
You a hippie chick or a surfer?
Yes.
She looks very concerned by that question.
I don't like being called a hippie.
No,
I am
else,
not a hippie.
The horse okay. dicks, all that stuff's fine. Don't
Sorry
you
about
fucking
that.
Call me a hippie.
Bestiality is okay. Fuck the Grateful Dead.
Right, right.
Gotcha. Todd Ballow.
Cause the Monkees' greatest hits.
You saw the Monkees? Or you bought the Monkees?
Bought the Monkees.
Nice. Guys, I'm going to give you some points for that. Even though I know it's not the truth.
No, that is the truth.
It is the truth?
That is the truth.
We need some extra points. There you go. All right, Rick, do you have a rapid fire for them?
Oh, should we begin the rapid fire?
Yeah, let's do rapid fire.
Okay, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
It's gay.
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 Yeah, thank you.
Sorry,
thank you,
sorry
Jesus.
My ginger friends.
Gingerphobes.
Oh, fuck gingers.
Elvis or the Beatles?
No, thank you.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Led Zeppelin or the Who?
Wait, who?
Ah, Zeppelin.
Definitely Zeppelin.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to go for the one that I haven't seen, Star Trek.
Fuck yeah.
Star Trek.
Oh my God, we're an all Star Trek household. Thank you, Jesus. Fuck Star Wars and your 7 movies. But Star Trek has given me a billion hours of joy.
Just once. Just once I'd like to see a Star Wars movie where the antagonist was not a whiny pussy.
Yeah,
and
just once.
Rick, you lost your 100 points. You all got 0 on that question. okay. Next rapid fire is anal beads or piercings?
I'm more turned on by piercings.
Anal beads.
Can I pierce my anal beads?
Yes.
Let's go with that.
Ooh, Todd for the win.
Oh.
That was
circumcised
hot.
Or not?
Circumcised or not?
I like an uncut cock.
Ew. Whatever.
You like, what do they call it? That's like a, what is that? That thing? Remember those things? Those toys?
They're anyway. Called penises.
Yeah. What? They had some weird toy at the fucking toy store. It looked like an uncut penis. It was gnarly back in the day.
Do you like it in your face?
I don't know how I knew that.
Often, yes.
I don't remember that. And Julie? I would remember that.
I'm going to refrain from saying what Todd has done to his penis. So I'm going to say not applicable.
Oh. She's going for the third answer with not applicable. Okay. Todd.
Do I get to go with no comment here then?
Sure.
No, sure.
Big 0 for you.
Big 0.
All right. Rick, fuck did you have me. Another one?
Oh, yeah. Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Ooh. I'm going to go with AIDS. That's, like, treatable.
Tough.
There's science. You can treat AIDS.
Well, if you have AIDS, at least you know you're fucking. So I'm going to go with AIDS.
All right.
How about Kaposi's sarcoma, which is a cancer that's caused by AIDS or as a result of AIDS?
Oh, that's kind of that?
Oh, you smart ass.
Can I go with that?
Damn.
Smart ass, showing off.
That's what I want to go with. Fuck you guys.
You're the biggest nerd.
Fuck
here.
Your mouth.
Thanks.
At least with later. Cancer, you can tell your family.
That's true, Rico.
Who would you fight, a donkey or a walrus?
G.I. Joe.
Walrus.
Walrus.
I think the donkey's going to win.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Okay. All right. You guys all.
Because a walrus,
good on
I'm
that
definitely
question.
Gonna lose.
Y'all get
walrus is rated like 2,000 fucking pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Rick. Ask a couple more rapid fires while I add up these scores, and if one of them hits me, I'm gonna put bonus points on it.
Okay. Like hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburger.
Hamburgers, but not for the shape.
I have one. Milk and cookies or. Oh, did you do yours?
Hamburger.
Two hamburger. Okay. Hamburger, hamburger. What'd you say?
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Hamburgers all the way around?
Yeah. Lame.
Whiskey and Coke or milk and cookies?
Whiskey.
Just whiskey.
Milk and cookies.
What kind of Coke are we talking about?
Like, that's a good question.
You need to be a little more clear in your questions. That can totally change the answer.
Who would you do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
I don't know either one of them.
Caitlyn Jenner is a man who became a woman, and Chaz Bono is a woman who became a man.
Chaz Bono is Sonny and Cher's kid.
Yeah.
Both.
You should do them both
just
at the same time.
Big, like, made up balls.
I'm going to join a convent with face with that dilemma.
And Todd.
I'd go with Chaz. Why not?
Sunsets or sunrises?
Sunset.
Sunrise.
Sunset. I'm up for them more often.
Fuck mornings.
Ooh, Tahoe or Pyramid?
Tahoe.
Pyramid.
Frenchman's.
Ah! Go with the third. There's so many fucking mosquitoes Donner. There.
No shit.
Oh, God.
Pyramid, you float. Salty.
Oh, there's no shade or
belly
anything.
Up.
I just
downtown or midtown?
I like midtown.
River.
Downtown.
I'm
Rick,
just going to stay right
I just
in the want to
know what you think.
Oh, shit. Lately, downtown. I swear all the shit that I do has been a downtown. I never used to go downtown. Now that Ooh. I live by it, fuck. I'm here all the, I'm there all the time.
This is one that we had that I almost forgot, but it's a very, very important quiz question. Ren and Stimpy or Beavis and Butthead? Strice.
Ren and Stimpy.
I think I'm going to have to go with Ren and Stimpy, too.
Beavis and Butthead.
Fuck yeah. Now that we all know where each other stand, I would like Todd and Julie, are going to play another song for us while I score this up, and I'll tell you the score after the song.
Before we start, I'm going to remind everybody that there's a dog here. And she woke up about, I don't know, 20
Does
minutes
ago. Does she have
ago.
Anything to say? If you, like, squeeze her little leg, will she, like, make a noise in the microphone?
Probably. No. But we can kiss.
For all the audience knows, we're making the dog up. It's not real.
No, it's a real dog. She's really adorable.
You ready?
Yeah.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you. Come on home, turn me on. Come on home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you've been gone. After all, you're the one who turns me on.
Kind of dirty.
We don't have Nick.
Oh. Well, that was fucking rad, you guys.
Thanks.
That was.
Thank you.
So you got one more for us at the end of the show, right?
Sure.
It's Todd Solo. Oh, and Nick was going to tell us who won, and then he just got up to use the bathroom or whatever.
Something.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Left us stranded.
So, you never did say, Strice, what you were doing when you go to Portland. Was it just like, are you just staying in some hotel room, or are you going to like go like some glory hole action? Or
neither of those, no. No, there's a boy up there.
Who needs a glory hole in a hotel when you got a boy?
A real boy.
This is not made up or...
No, I've shown you the picture and everything.
That's why you didn't fucking want to say that you jerk off to the internet. Because you're seeing a guy.
No. He already knows I don't watch porn. And if he doesn't, then I'm on the podcast saying so. Nick, welcome back.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking over. I had to go to the bathroom and tally up these scores because I really was paying attention.
And because he cannot do math.
It was a fucking tight-ass
Fuck
race,
you, Nick.
Dude. It was tight like a virgin's olive oil.
Tulips.
So... I'm going to have to give the bronze medal to Strice tonight with a score of 525.
That's a respectable bronze.
It is a good score.
And usually with Rory, the girl always wins.
Todd Ballow coming in second with 529. Oh, you actually got sexually. Four more points.
Barely.
Squeaked him out for the silver. The gold going to Jolie, of course, with 596. She almost broke 600, which is really impressive, Jolie. So
Okay, so she did win.
She did win. She
had
596.
Yeah. I feel like a total nerd over here.
Jesus.
I was thinking it was leaning towards Strice, actually, and when I went over the notes, no, it actually all went to Jolie. You must have knocked it out of the park with a couple of those in there. What do you think, Rick? How did that go? You
with
had 100 points, but you
mouth.
Had it taken away.
No, I think you're right. And yeah. No,
she
I agree.
Figured out how to play
actually,
and
even being,
swept it.
Even as a faggot, I think that she probably had the best answers. So.
Yeah.
It's not just that you're hot. So there you go.
Ooh, are you guys flirting?
Yeah. We do that from time to time. With our guests.
No, you failed. I'm sorry, honey.
That's a mighty cute puppy you have in your lap.
Thanks.
The dog is adorable.
It is. We need to get pictures of these guys for the site.
Ah, what a good idea. That's something that I was supposed to do that I totally forgot.
And then
forgot.
We can feature the dog. And
so if there was no pictures online.
Maybe send the intern in to take some pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I could do like crappy cell phone ones, but I think there's a better camera.
Mm. So, you guys, what's coming up? When can we catch you playing out, Todd Ballow?
We'll be at the Jungle on September 2nd.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Hey, me too.
It's a historical place.
Right.
And then back there on October 21st.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Towards Halloween.
Right. And then I assume we'll be back at the Beat Off. I mean, Offbeat Festival again.
Woohoo! Oh, Offbeat Festival is coming up again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so successful. They're going to keep doing it?
Yes. Yeah. They are. That's so awesome. They just announced all the headlining acts and the out-of-town shows or acts they've got coming in. They haven't announced the singer-songwriter lineup yet.
Dude, so if you want to Beat Off, go to the Beat Off Festival.
Exactly.
That's the after party, right? The Beat Off Festival?
Mystery it's at Carl's. Mostly just take pictures of our guests and Strice.
You don't have to take pictures of me.
But we haven't had you on the show. People are like, who is Strice? Who you old listeners know.
I have a page on the website that tells you because I'm one of the employees.
You're one of the presidents of the Worst Little Podcast.
I use air quotes.
He's the technical genius, the wizard behind getting it to you for 6 years, to your ears with pictures and everything. And I know. We're a strong team, but we couldn't do without you, dude.
Is that popcorn?
Fist bump.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we're taking pictures. Let's give our listeners one more clue. Our mystery intern is a woman. She's hot. Jolie said she has a nice butt.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Especially in her black dress with her small little waist.
Little black dress. Oh, she could be LBD.
Right.
That could be her name.
She is also, we won't give away which type, but she is a Reno celebrity.
So, musician.
You gave it away. She's a musician, folks. There you go. Let's see.
I didn't
now,
give it away. That's just another hint, right?
Right, it's another hint. We were going to like save him, stagger him, but that was good. Just let it out of the bag. So what the listeners at home need to do.
I am a pussy. I mean,
is hit up the Worst Little Podcast page on Facebook. Type down who you think our mystery guest is. She's going to say hello to y'all right here. So listen closely.
Hey, guys. What's up, Reno?
All right. Now, if you think you know who that is, go to our Facebook site, type in the name, and the winner will be given a grand package from Dogwater Studios that you cannot believe, and I cannot announce until I okay it with Rick.
It's smothered in underwear.
But also, you could get your name on, and if you wanted to get a shout out or whatever you fucking want to do, if you win, if you guess who it is and you win, then we will say your name on the podcast next week.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Which is going to be a big podcast because we got some of the greatest musicians in the whole world.
This was really great to have a calm, easy for us show with your smooth music and your nice. Because next week it's going to be fucking rock your brains out bullshit from San Francisco and Oakland.
Yes. Operatic. Chaos. Beautiful.
Did you just call me easy?
A little bit, yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Like easy breezy feeling. Like.
I'll take it.
Acoustic music makes you feel
just
like that.
Easy.
You know?
Oh, God.
But when you throw in these monster drums, then you're like, oh, shit, here we go.
Right.
Which we do not have this week. So next week, though, Sit Kitty Sit is going to be on
Kitty,
the podcast.
We never have
world-renowned
out-of-town
Sit Kitty Sit.
Yeah. Played all over the world, and yeah. And they come here to our crappy little show.
And they love us all here.
They
right
do.
They are
adopted. We love them.
We've adopted each other, and it's really awesome. Rory will be back for that, folks, so you won't get such a loose show.
But then is he gone again?
A lot of Rory telling you what he's been doing. Yeah, I think he's going to be taking time off here and there, so I'm going to actually have to get my shit together and host this thing. And
no, I'm all about drinking pee.
Possibly book some stuff. So if you haven't been on the podcast and you'd like to, also hit me up, Nick Ramirez, on the Facebook, and or Rick or somebody from the podcast. Rory will shoot you our way. Thanks for listening tonight.
Don't hit me up to be on the podcast. Hit me up if you want a hand job.
Rick would also like you to hit him up for hand jobs.
Right.
That's just a joke. We're not soliciting for sex on the radio show.
Well, it wouldn't be paid or anything. It's not like prostitution.
No. It's not like interning.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I miss not having Rick here.
So, do we have another song, Todd Ballo?
Yeah, let me retune here. Really.
And right. While he's retuning, are you going to say goodbye to the audience?
I'm going to say what's coming up in my world.
Oh,
what
you're
I got
doing
coming
stuff.
Up. Loudest Folk tonight, folks. Thursday that this podcast comes out on Thursday. If you're listening on the first day this comes out, come on down to Picnic. Loudest Folk. I'm opening up for Shoot Dang and a bunch of other really great folky artists. Shoot Dang is a two-person band that will blow you away. Something like you've never seen before.
So I'd just suck his dick.
Come on down to Shoot Dang and watch me suck this motherfucker's dick on stage.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know?
They totally do, because they work really hard. And
a couple black
sexy.
Dudes in that shit, too.
It's hot, and there are going to be a couple black dudes there, so bring your friends. It's going to be great.
So what's so bad about incest, then?
All right. Nick
the
in the
game
back.
The family can play.
Shut up.
Okay.
Anybody else got anything coming up this week that they want to... Say, were you recording this weekend?
I am. I just got off vacation, and this is my first day off vacation, and I'm so scrambled. I know I have, like, shit planned for the next 3 weeks. I don't have a single day off. I can look at my fucking... But I know I'm doing great stuff that I'm really excited about. I just haven't even, like...
Yeah, you don't have to look it up. That's fine.
Oh, dude, I'm doing Betty Rocker this weekend.
Ooh. Nice. Oh, really? They're
Holy
recording?
Holy shit, that is so fucking rad. Dude, nice. They sent me some of the demos of the stuff, the demos that they just like tracked in the rehearsal space, and it's fucking really cool shit too.
Rad.
They got like maybe 3 or 4 songs. It's not so it's just going to be an EP, but they're going to be coming out with some new shit.
Awesome.
That is so rad. I'm going to have them this weekend, and then right after that, Sit Kitty Sit on Monday. This is fucking going to be a great week.
Yeah, a lot of feminine energy. In
yeah,
the dog water.
Girl power, motherfucker.
Shout out to
with hot drummers. Both bands have a hot drummer, dude. So
yeah,
that's gonna be awesome. I got to turn up the heat. They got to take their shirts off while they drum. You know, that's fucking what I'm all about. It's a secret, though. Nobody tell anybody that I do that. Okay.
There was the intern's laugh back there.
The internet.
You guys hear
will
that?
Will never tell.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
That's right, what she said.
Exactly. At least I didn't say her name.
Right. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. Oh, but you know what would be another great clue?
What?
Intern, mystery intern, please tell us what your weekend's going to consist of without giving away too much.
Okay, my weekend, I'm going to get together with my other guitar player, and we're going to write some music and probably maybe record somewhere. I don't know. Possibly. And other than that, just a lot of jacking off. So that's about
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, nice. Wow. I want to watch.
So big clues for you, listeners. Figure out who is our mystery intern.
The soup will be stirred. A lot of mouse double click in. Yeah. What is our new intern's favorite keywords to search to jerk on the internet?
Ooh,
no.
Good question.
Okay. Let's see here. You know what? Anything involving Charlie Hunnam, you know, Jax from Sons of Anarchy, or Ragnar from fucking, God, what is that show? Damn it. Vikings. Anything like that. I don't even need porn necessarily.
Women have better imaginations than
with
men,
girls,
I think.
It's all about the face. Men want just like nameless, faceless arms and bodies that are being penetrated that don't have like identities.
Well,
and women
all
are all about
time.
Like that one face. Like they bond like that. It's all about the. But dude, that was all. That's all like biker looking guys, huh?
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, she needs a big tough.
That's
guy.
That's a big clue.
Gosh, I've honestly always been into lesbian porn.
Really?
What
me too.
Is up yeah. with that?
That's
so
my favorite.
So many straight girls looking at lesbian porn. I just don't understand it.
Oh, I'm only straight for Todd. Huh.
Mm. Does that mean Todd's kind of a girl?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. He's my man.
Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to The Worst Little Podcast. I'm Nick Ramirez for Rory Dowd, for Dogwater Dick, for Strice, for Jolie and Todd tonight, who are going to sing you out, and for the mystery intern. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short, I love you, and thanks for listening.
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
glad I had an abortion.
Dark Water Studio.
You can do that.
We're done in this room?